2025 has barely begun.
Let's go.
We are already hitting the ground running.
There's always so much going on.
News at an astounding rate.
Sky keeps me connected to what's going on.
The news station. News station. 97.3. The Sky.
As part of the nation deals with a polar vortex.
Oh.
The people who are unthawed will be inside the U.S. Capitol
yes.
celebrating the inauguration. President number 47, who was 45, President Donald J. Trump. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I see that? Maybe I'm going to make sure I heard it right because you may know in your head or not. Wasn't it? It's been like 132 years or something since this has happened, where there was a president, then they weren't, and then they were. Does that sound right?
It's only happened once before that I recall. Gotcha. And yeah, it was like that. It was like, you know, once he gets past 100 years, like,
yeah,
that was way
it's
back when.
Way, but history.
But
we're glad it happened again.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well. And I think it's awesome that both are going on the same day, really.
Yes.
Trump, last time he had a hold of the economy before COVID came in and messed everything up,
mm-hmm.
Boy, that economy was good to, it was good to white people,
mm-hmm.
but it was very good to black people.
It was
very good to Hispanic people.
It was.
It was good for people on the lower socioeconomic scale, and even wealthy people did well. You know, it was one of those things where the whole economy did well, and so did the vast majority of the American people.
Are you saying he, like, is for all Americans or something, Bob? I mean, really? Come on. Seriously?
I really think that is the case.
And it really worked out that way, you mean? Overall,
yes.
Really?
Well, we know that he had those zones, different zones in different cities
yes.
for development and mm-hmm. to create opportunity. Opportunity
yeah.
zones, I think.
That's
is
what they were called. Yeah, they were.
and those were very effective. Now, mm-hmm. you know, look, COVID came in and threw a wrench in it all, got turned upside down. And I guess it's one of the reasons why I'm very, very optimistic about him coming in. But I'm also, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man.
Them Chinese.
What? Well, whether it was all them or not. Look,
or
here's
somebody who got a pre-pardon?
Let me just throw this out there real quick.
Okay.
The Chinese know our weaknesses. One of our weaknesses, we live in a free and open society, so they will take advantage of that. What's the other weakness? We have a human condition, and we feed that. And what I mean by that is we're greedy, okay? We're greedy. We're needy. We want stuff. It's a general statement, absolutely, of course. But see, what's different about America than in other places is we've been bombarded with images of wealth, extravagance, and all that. And not just the images, not just like on a smartphone. That would be a newer phenomenon for maybe many people in the world, but not for Americans. We could drive down the street and see it. Do you know what I mean? What many wealthy in oppressed countries and stuff, they live behind big gates. You don't really get to see it. You certainly don't get to experience it. Whereas in America, it might be right down the street from you. Somebody very wealthy, successful.
There goes a Ferrari. There goes a Rolls Royce. Wow, look at that big house on the other side of town. Yeah.
So people have wants, and that's great to have some wants, desires. And also America provides the mechanism to where you might be able to attain those things. It's what's called opportunity. So, see, the Chinese figured out, and I'm talking about, you know, the government, the commies, that how can we get our way in America? We can't just push our way in. America doesn't play with that. So that's not going to work. What can we do? Well, let's kind of buddy up. Yeah, and they've done that. Okay? And then when we buddy up, let's grease those palms. Let's spread that money out, because we know Americans like money. And their politicians are greedy. And that's exactly what has occurred. And so that's it. They have the inside track, and our politicians will either make decisions or fail to make law or legislation that protects the American people. So if we can get back on track, doesn't mean we have to start World War III with China, but we have to at least decouple from depending on them. And we have to hold them accountable when they do things. Like if they are flying some kind of data collection device over us. The TikTok thing. I mean, if you know they're collecting data and using it in a way that's not good for Americans, you know, you need to address that. But this is the situation that we are in, and we need to provide more stable jobs for Americans, and many of them should be in manufacturing and other things. And it doesn't mean everybody's got to work in like a sweatshop as like a welder and pounding out steel. What about clean jobs like pharmaceuticals? You can't say that our pharmaceutical companies haven't made enough money. Just would be a little nicer if they spread some of that out to actual wages of American citizens and plants in America. Instead, they offshored all of that. That makes us weaker if there's supply chain disruptions. And trust me, I mean, it's an asymmetrical war that'll be fought on every front and already is in many cases with China, for instance. They're engaging all of the time. And we need to be able to deal with that in a more effective way. This TikTok thing is interesting. I, quite frankly, I'm not sure what's going to happen. And even if American business folks come together and say buy it from ByteDance, is the damage already done? What sort of mechanisms are in place for collecting data? And then the other side of the coin is, are you kidding me? We have zero privacy anymore as Americans. If you have a car that's been built, within the last 6 years probably? I mean, there's so much data it collects all the time, and they could get a handle on that. You have a so-called smartphone? Give it up, man.
Oh, you clicked on that terms and conditions box?
Yeah.
That you didn't read the 14 pages? Yeah.
Yeah, I like cookies and milk, but all they ever seem to do is apply cookies.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. And it goes on and on. So we don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I'm wondering, how strong do we behave with the TikTok thing when we know data is being collected, stolen, misused, abused all the time? And we signed up for it, most of us. Signed up for it.
Yeah.
And good luck in opting out of things.
Oh, you can't.
You can't. I'm just wondering how many jobs if you go, you know what? Mr. Employer, you're not paying for my phone, so I'm not going to have one. Wonder how that would work with a lot of folks.
You're not reachable then. How many places are you where there is no hard line anymore?
Right. Well, that's a whole nother thing. Remember the old hard line? You know, you picked up the phone and it was ready to go to work for you. Now you're like, I can't get a signal.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear that? Mm-hmm. And the other thing that bothers me is, wait, you can't get a signal? But we're going to move forward and we're going to make driving automized?
No.
But you see what I'm saying? You're driving down the road and your signal gets cut out. Mm. Even the satellite occasionally will get cut out. Who's driving the car during that time period?
Yeah.
Well, we're relying on algorithms of the previous driving, and we've already mapped most of the roads out. It just, I don't know. At some point, there's times when I feel almost hopeless about it all.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
Yeah, the machine has taken over already in one way or another. Yeah.
That's, and we're all, and the, I guess what the real rub is, it'd be one thing if it was highly effective. Hey, we replace landlines because this is more effective. This is better. But no. I don't know that it is. We're going to make your life easier. Everything's going to be computerized. I don't know. Somehow I survived before that everybody had a personal computer.
Yeah, but we're going to eliminate all that waste of paper.
Yeah, because with all the leftover trees, we can burn them for electricity. Yeah, that's the ticket. And they call us progressive.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just an old caveman hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
It is 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Martin Luther King Day. It is Inauguration Day, and there's a lot of stories that go along with that. We'll share those with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Dana Lash.
Look, I'm not a blind tribalist. I am a practical Machiavellian.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
That's how I would describe my politics. A practical Machiavellian who wants to be left TF alone.
On 97.3, The Sky.
New optimism, a new era, the golden age. It begins today at noon, and I'm not faking it. I am feeling pretty darn good about it. There's some trepidation about attacks, what our enemies are going to do in the future. I have little control over that. I've decided that I'm going to be upbeat and optimistic, and I think we can really have a fresh start. And I invite people, you know, to the left of center. Hey, give the Trump way a chance. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what Americans working together can accomplish. All right? Try it our way now. You know, you gave Biden and the lefty lunatics, you know, their platform and let them run wild. And you saw what they did. They destroyed our borders. Inflation, crazy through the roof. Young Americans, so difficult to buy a home. And that becomes an investment in the community, and they raise their children in the community, and, you know, go to school and other like-minded people. And yeah, a lot of damage done, but we can overcome it. We get back on track. I do feel good about it.
You're going to break into "We Shall Overcome" or something there for a second.
Well,
almost appropriate, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I would say that what Trump and many conservatives believe is a lot aligned more to MLK than the left. I mean, the left wants to go backwards. That whole DEI is going backwards from what MLK said. He said, forget your skin color. It's content of character. Be a person of good character.
Yeah.
Okay? And you will find opportunities in this country. Even although some, you know, racism is going to still exist in bits and pieces and in some corners of the country. But overall, opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's all you need. So, yeah, the left is like, no, no, we need diversity. They never really figured out what diversity was, did they?
Well, and then they kept coming up with new things, new genders, new whatever. I mean, it became a never-ending thing.
Well, just remember, if diversity is a good thing, remember that I think Obama used to say, you know, diversity is what makes our country great.
Uh-huh.
I think Obama would say it a few times, too. Diversity, it doesn't matter what anybody looks like.
No.
It's diversity of thought and maybe some diversity of background, some diversity in education and things like that, and diversity in life's experiences, which would also lead to another kind of diversity. Maybe political diversity. Why is it that most of the universities have left-of-center people teaching there? Why is it that the vast majority of newsrooms is overwhelmingly considered left-of-center? The very people that are preaching to others and hammering on them about there should be more diversity are the last ones to become diverse. And I mean true diversity.
Yes.
Diversity of thought. Conservative ideals dry up. Like they're trying to grow on parched land in the desert on most university campuses. Where's the diversity? Yeah, exactly. And when some people start to realize that, if they're a decent human being, it'll cause them to at least think about it. Hey, let me give that some thought without being polluted by, you know, your current ideology or brainwashed, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, years ago, kids would come home and talk to me about in certain classrooms and different things. They knew they were smart enough because I was their dad and I warned them about it. Beware of the instructor that has an agenda politically.
Right.
Be yep. aware of that. And don't feel like you have to try to, you know, win every argument. Because you've got to understand the balance of power does not favor you as a student versus an instructor.
No.
And it could be perceived as disrespectful whether your intention is there or not. You know, depending on the insecurity level of the instructor, yeah, that could be perceived different ways. The best instructors want to be challenged. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong, Mr. Cassidy. They want to be challenged, but those are far and few between, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because that's the greatness when the ones that want, tell me, I'm listening.
Right.
And they force you to make, and you have to defend your ideology. And it's a good, robust conversation. And you both might walk away with just a little bit more than you had just minutes before, along with the rest of the classroom.
Uh-huh. If nothing else, just a tad more insight that, okay, maybe I don't have it all figured out.
Right.
What a crazy concept.
That's diversity at work. Student with one thought, instructor with another.
Uh-huh.
Instructor might have more life's experience, but you can't have everyone's experience.
No.
Right? So everybody's experience is somewhat unique as well. I don't know. I look forward to really a brighter future. And, yeah, I might be a little naive, and I might be looking through the world with my Bob Rose-colored glasses on. But you know what? I'll take it, and I need it, frankly, and I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So let's give it a fresh start and try to make bridges and not walls, with the exception of our borders. Make lots of walls.
And apparently that is on the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are going to be in the works. A lot of executive orders, apparently, they're going to be pushed through. And where was it? I had some stuff about, okay, three Israeli women were held hostage by Hamas in the Gaza Strip for roughly 470 days. They were released yesterday after a long-awaited ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel went into effect. About 90 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel were also released. So a 90-to-3 ratio.
That sounds about normal.
Yeah. But listen to this, where the story takes a very bizarre turn. Apparently, when they released these women, Romy Gonen, Emily Damari, and Doran Steinbrecher, they were filmed being loaded into a car, and without a word, a Hamas terrorist handed each a paper bag with the group's crest on it. Really like a goodie bag, like a go-away bag, like a parting gift. Yes! Apparently, without choice, the women were filmed smiling as they held up these gold-gilded certificates, bound like high school diplomas. And then they were whisked away by an entourage of armed masked terrorists. Is that not one of the craziest things you ever heard? They were given what's being described as a gift bag before they were handed over to the Red Cross. And apparently it had gifts and souvenirs in it, and it included photos of them in captivity. Wow.
That's odd. Very odd.
Yes. Like, usually you'd want to capture somebody, if it's done in a gift bag, like doing something fun.
Yeah, a happy moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not, well, here's me in captivity. A commemorative photo of Gaza itself? What, like a postcard? Yeah,
welcome.
Really.
Come back and see
and
us again.
And the certificate that I alluded to earlier that was akin to like a high school diploma type thing all tied up. And
yeah.
I don't know.
That's something else.
I guess it is another part of the whole, I don't know, mind game or whatever it is that I guess some of those terrorists still want to continue to engage in, I guess. But as soon as we get more news and information as it goes along through this entire process, of course, we'll continue to follow that. Big event, Martin Luther King Day today, being enjoyed at the City of Alachua's Legacy Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with special guest singer and speaker Vicky Winans. That is a big deal, and it is free of charge, so take advantage of that today. Inauguration inside the U.S. Capitol begins at noon. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click subscribe.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation. Israel.
Ukraine. Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Are you a fan of Dave Chappelle's?
Oh, yeah, he's a sharp guy.
Huh?
He's a sharp guy. He's very...
Yeah. Yeah, and you might not go along with everything he says, no. but he does have a certain logic
yes.
that does kind of cut through and also provides for humorous opportunities. Well, Dave Chappelle has been asked to return to Saturday Night Live, and he is going to be, I guess, hosting... And this is right after the inauguration, right? I mean, it'll be the next one up. Do I have that right? The 19th?
I thought it was Saturday night.
This yeah. coming?
The 19th? No. I thought it was Saturday night. I could be wrong.
This past Saturday night?
Yeah, I thought.
This is dated the 19th, because I paused for a second. I thought the same thing.
Well, I saw a clip of it. That's why what I thought was going to be on there. So maybe, I don't know.
Oh.
Don't know.
Okay. Well,
either way, he had something to say.
Well, I'm kind of sad that I missed it now. Years ago, you know, the kids would record it.
Yeah.
So I could watch some parts of it if they did do a funny skit, because I couldn't put up with a lot of it, because honestly, they were so, you know, in the bag for lefties. But Dave Chappelle, interesting because, well, here's the line I'll give you. It's good no matter what.
Yeah.
So he did not. Yeah, and I guess he did do this, because it said he initially talked to Lorne Michaels, the creator of SNL, and said, I don't want to host the first episode after the election. He did that in 16 and 20. Mm. I don't want to do that. And then he said, I had an epiphany. You know what? I could just get rid of all these old Trump jokes. I'll do it. So it's not like he has to do a lot of hard work for it.
Oh, that's funny.
He would have that. But then he goes on and he says, and the moment I said yes... Boom! L.A. burst into flames.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know.
It's funny, though.
Can we bring back humor? I think it is kind of slowly coming back. But can we bring back humor? And I apologize. Yeah, apparently that did happen Saturday night. We were all busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like me?
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
Well, you know, you got to...
That's what we do that late at night. But anyway, yeah, I hope humor's coming back. We need that.
Yes.
We need a break. This is a human's way of dealing with our own mortality. I mean, otherwise, you say things like, well, you know, we're all going to die at the end. Which is not a really uplifting kind of thing.
If you look at it that way.
Accurate.
It's all about perspective.
Accurate. But,
we all do eventually anyway, so there's that.
So Americans were polled, a bunch of voters were polled, this is a poll of over 1,000 voters, and I'll just break it down simply for you. You know, they were asked, in a word, what would a word be that would best describe Joe Biden's legacy? Now, they do it in, like, a word cloud. Mm. So they're looking for, you know, common words that right. gets mentioned over and over again. You ready?
Yeah.
His legacy, the word that best describes Joe Biden's legacy by these voters. That came up time and time again. Nothing. Literally, the word nothing stands out when the responses, are pulled.
That's pretty bad. Seriously, that's bad.
Well, you know what? That's actually being kind. Because
if you look at it that way.
I think his legacy, one of the major flaws that's obvious, is the opening of the borders.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a nothing. Ask all the people that have had loved ones die from fentanyl poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Murdered.
Human smuggling.
Illegals.
Rapes, murders, multiple DUIs by people who already had felony records, people that were unleashed from jails, prisons, mental institutions, whatever, all, you know, allowed to come into our nation. And that's his legacy. And unfortunately, this will be... A part of his legacy that is going to wreak havoc on Americans for some time to come, no matter how tough the Trump administration is in getting rid of the worst of the worst. It's going to take time. And in the meantime, you think these people are going to have some sort of a moralistic awakening? I wouldn't count on that. Oh, hey, here's in really big, important news.
Uh-oh.
Ivanka, apparently, is going to wear just this knockout dress by Oscar de la Renta.
Okay.
So I guess some of the lefties now are calling for a boycott.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, my goodness.
Just when you're feeling optimistic, just when you're saying things like, you know, the left doesn't seem to be as bent out of shape as they were, you know, back in 2016.
Like a little less idiotic, maybe?
But, you know, it only takes a few.
Yeah.
And they get some press coverage. But really, because she's wearing a dress that was made for her by a designer, you're going to boycott the designer.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because what she wears, people will literally live or die depending on what she wears. I don't think so.
Well, that's who they made it for.
Yeah, I know. But again, yeah, it still doesn't make sense.
It's stupid. It really is.
All right. President Trump, when he is president, which will be in just a few hours, he will be preparing to sign over 200 executive orders. In the agenda, what Trump should do in his first 100 days, Joel Pollack suggests in his book, The Agenda, by the way, and he is also editor for Breitbart, he suggests over 200 executive orders, actions, and memoranda to launch Trump's policies and overwhelm the Democratic Party attempts at lawfare to stop them. And yeah, we know that the Biden administration in these closing days has done a lot of things to just plant speed bumps and create difficulties in a lot of different areas where Trump wants to operate, like energy, for instance.
Right.
I mean, they did what they could there to make that more difficult.
You know, he is probably, and I say this he because it's people around him doing it and he's the puppet, but if it is still him. He has done more work in the last month to do exactly what you're talking about with roadblocks, all these pardons, thousands and thousands of people, and now the pre-pardons. I mean, he's got to be exhausted. He can't wait until today's over. I'm telling you.
And he may be napping during some of the...
Well, that's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Trump is also going to suspend security clearances for those 51... intelligence officers or officials, it's hard to say that, who falsely implied Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian fake. And Trump apparently promised on day one that he would suspend the security clearances of those 51. Who said, yeah, they signed off on a letter. It has all the classic earmarks of Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
And if you go back in time, the FBI already had that laptop in their possession, already knew what was on it, absolutely knew that it was real and verifiable. All of that has been established. And these bozos, and they put this letter out specifically for political reasons, to interfere with the election and to lie to try to cover for Biden and his family business.
I've always said these people don't need these clearances after the fact, because what most of them end up doing, they go off and they become, air quotes here, consultants for like CNN, and they're going to get on and spout against the current administration, and they have access to things they don't need access to be used against the current administration.
Yep. Yeah, there's no reason for it. So, I hope he is successful in pulling all that. Federal authorities eventually confirmed that the laptop belonging to President Biden's son was authentic, though the national security experts have said they stand by the 2020 letter they penned their concerns about disinformation. So, yeah, I remember that came out not too long ago.
Yeah,
when I said everybody else knows the laptop was authentic. They know it. Mm-hmm. It's not we think it is or was or whatever. No, they know it. And yet these people who apparently, I don't know, they wouldn't know the truth if it slapped them upside the head. We stand by. You can say you had concerns about disinformation, but you knew specifically what you were doing, why you were doing it, and how wrong it absolutely was. Emails from the device, which was left at a Delaware computer shop, showed that the younger Biden introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm where Hunter, 54, sat on the board. A copy of the hard drive was given to the Post, while the computer was handed over to the FBI by the computer shop owner in 2019. Following the bombshell reporting, a slew of former senior intelligence officers signed a letter alleging the lot of emails, quote, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation operation without presenting any new evidence. The New York Post reported on the Bidens, all of that. It was also briefly censored on social media, but the laptop from hell was used by federal prosecutors and confirmed as real during Hunter's gun trial last year. Mm-hmm. The FBI also verified its authenticity in a November 2019 because of an IRS whistleblower told Congress and did a deposition in 2023. So they knew in 2019, yep, that absolutely was amazing. The real deal. And, I mean, New York Times going to do much reporting on this. Mm. ABC, NBC, CBS. Actually, it is CBS, by the way, that I saw the first that reported about these, pardons that are preemptive.
The pre-pardons.
Yeah, in case you haven't heard, it's General Milley is on that list. So is Anthony Fauci.
Shocking.
And January 6th members of the subcommittee, and including for sure at least, Liz Cheney. Mm. So, yeah, it's all about protecting those people. You know, no matter what political affiliation people like that may have, those are bad people. So even if you're a Democrat and they did things allegedly, maybe say beneficial to Democrats, you wouldn't want those kinds of weasels around normally.
No.
But yet they're going to preemptively protect them. Any crimes? Probably, but any real investigation toward that? No. So why do they need a pardon? Oh, because the Trump people might do exactly what the Biden people did and go after them with some sort of witch hunt.
Right.
The only difference was Trump really didn't do anything wrong other than be a candidate. Yep. Whereas these people took whatever power they had and were drunk with power.
Yeah. I saw an interesting twist. We've had him on the show before, David Sams. He worked in Hollywood a lot as a younger guy, and he's very connected still, and is very much involved in media. And he had an interesting thing on that his view he posted earlier this morning on Facebook. It was kind of, maybe it's a good thing on this whole pre-pardon thing, if nothing else, and not that it would have, but it kind of takes that off the table of distraction of this new incoming and hopefully forward-moving administration. So maybe it's not a bad thing. Just if you're going to try to look at the good in things, even if you don't feel like there's much, maybe that's a good perspective.
Yeah, but I feel like, in the case of Fauci or Liz Cheney,
they went
out of their way.
Yes, they did.
I don't know quite as much about the Milley stuff, but I know they went way out of their way. And in Fauci's case, I mean, depending on how it really shakes out, he's at the very least somewhat responsible for COVID.
Yeah.
Now, to what degree, that would be up to investigators and maybe to a jury eventually or whatever to try to decide what level of culpability he may have. But I guarantee there's some. And if you're only, culpability is only for 2% of the people that died.
Still, that's huge. That is huge. Worldwide? Yeah.
And here we go. But again, trying to keep it positive.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
It is 9:48. Let's call 9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Time for you to call in and to share with us upbeat positive thoughts. All right? And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
Another day in paradise. Paradise? My brain is definitely on holiday today.
Well, maybe it's cold.
But the rest of me showed up, so here I is. But it is 9:54, and it is a great day for many reasons, MLK Day and Inauguration Day. But now it's your turn for things that make you smile and be positive thoughts, non-political, that you can share with us. 877-975-9825. And it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Let's go to Knucklehead. What's making you smile?
Oh, my nephew and girlfriend got an invitation to the Liberty Ball tonight. Man, what an honor. I just wonder if he's still going to introduce me as a knucklehead. See ya.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't fit in there just because of your nickname. Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't use your nickname there. Just there. The rest of the time.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always...
Yeah, that guy kind of ruined it for us all, including you. Let's go to John. What's making you smile?
Yeah, I'd like to wish everyone out there a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day and a happy Trump 47th Inauguration Day. That's what's making me smile.
Oh, good job. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
The line of the day today was by you. I'm just an old caveman hanging on. God bless America.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's about right. Let's go to Kaz. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. It's cold out, yes, and on this historic day, and you always make Mondays great. I'm so glad you're here for a historic, wonderful day. I have a friend that he can't speak, but I know how to do sign languages and has a little dog. So I'm going to go over and keep him company, take some snacks, and we're going to watch it together on the TV.
That definitely makes me smile. Awesome. All right, coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin. Our philosophy is not a violent philosophy. We're not interested in overthrowing anything.
Six weeknights.
We want people to embrace, enforce, execute the Constitution of the United States. We're defending liberty.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. President-elect Donald Trump suggested that he would be issuing pardons for people who had been involved in the riot at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. And he said, we're going to end the weaponization of government. And tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages. I think you'll be very, very happy. He says, I'm going to look at everything. We'll look at individual cases. I'm going to be acting very quickly. Yes, he's going to right some wrongs. And he's going to do a lot of that as commander-in-chief. That's just the beginning of many smoking guns. And that is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Happy MLK Day. Happy Inauguration Day. See ya.